we present Rodney Bewes and Ann Bell in A Very Private Man.
Don't sulk, David. Not on the way to our new home.
I'm not sulking.
Well, what would you call it?
Sulking.
But, Helen, how could you give the furniture removers the wrong address? I should have checked your A-levels before we got married. I'm not sure your grades are high enough.
It happened. I didn't do it. Because you're so secretive.
I'm not secretive. I just keep things to myself. Until the time is ripe.
In this case, the time's gone rotten. Not wanting anybody to know where we're going, it's absurd.
That's the whole point of the move. The new life is just for you and me. It's our secret. If you're making a prison break, you don't pin up the escape plan in the governor's office. Nobody must know the new address.
Not even me. I passed on the wrong address you gave me to the removers in good faith. It's not my fault.
All right. It's nobody's fault. Really. Well, perhaps more yours than nobody's. Still, don't worry. Day one of the new freedom. We've escaped from London, from people.
I don't call family and friends just people.
No, some of them weren't.
David, will I like this place?
Of course, you'll be enraptured. You'll see. Of course, there is the problem of a furniture van full of priceless antiques going off to a fictitious address. For instance, there's a music center, early Woolworths, in plastic teak. Also a dog-eared headboard.
That creaked
Except we never seem to have the time to make it creak. There was always somebody calling, telephoning.
I wish I'd seen this cottage.
You'll like it.
Yes. Where did we get that headboard?
Allen Street Methodist Church jumble sale. I thought it showed surprisingly advanced thinking, a headboard at a Methodist jumble sale. I thought Methodists would be against headboards, at least in public. Think if I ever join a church, I'll give them first refusal.
David, are there any people living nearby?
Oh, well, no. You know, some people are born organisers, joiners, belongers. I sometimes think it's because they start out in life as compulsory members of a club.
You started out the same way. We all did.
Yes, but I left after 9 months.
Everybody leaves.
Well, I was expelled. I can't believe we've escaped. We've got my redundancy money. At least a year of complete freedom. Longer if we don't eat. And nobody knows where.
Not even the removals men.
A trifle woman. What's that in the scale of our fulfillment together? Alone, unmolested, where our souls can take wing and soar unfettered into the upper air. What is it?
Services, 1 mile.
Is that all you can say? I'm talking about soul. Didn't you take O-levels in religious knowledge?
No. We had one period a week with the games teacher, and he used to talk about football. There isn't much football in the Bible.
Old Testament, Division 1. League leaders, Genesis 1, Corinthians 2. Soul woman.
Services.
A great day in the history of humans striving for freedom, and you're on about trivia.
It is not trivia. We've been travelling 3 hours.
The American pioneers travel for months.
Not on the motorway. Services, 1 mile. Don't miss it.
I want to stop until we're safe. I've had this uneasy feeling your mother's been tracking us. I feel like a flu virus that's being stalked by penicillin. I don't want to take any chances. The Parkinson dash for freedom must be secret.
Services, 0.5 mile.
All right. We'll have to phone the removals firm anyway. I'm going to monitor your liquid intake from now on. Hello? Parkinson. David Parkinson. Yes. No. No, you haven't delivered to the wrong address. But unless you can intercept your men, they will deliver to the... Oh, I see. They have. My fictitious address turned out to be an undertaker's.
What use would he have for a headboard?
Oh, I don't know. Most creaky things end up at an undertaker's, sooner or later. No, it was really a kind of game, you see. I told my wife we were moving to 16 Barnsley Road, Cleggheaton. Yes, I know it's an undertaker's. Now? No, I gave my wife the fictitious address. Yes, I know now it's not fictitious. This chap should be in immigration. We wouldn't have to tighten up the laws. I don't think we'd be allowed in.
I can't even be trusted to know where it is.
Helen, love.
Give me the address of a Barnsley undertaker.
Peg Eaton.
Well, what does it matter where he undertakes?
I expect it matters if you've just died.
Don't you understand my feelings?
Yes, I do, love. Let me give him the address. Look, mister, if I just give you the correct address and undertake... No, I'll rephrase that. And promise to pay all the additional costs. Would that be all right? Good. Compton Farm, Haight Edge, near Homebridge, near Huddersfield. The farmer's name is Wilshaw. Wilshaw, that's it. Right. Bye. Now look, first, since we're in a motorway cafe, do you feel like nibbling one of their famous foam rubber sandwiches? And sipping a cup of hot varnish?
I don't know.
It's highly recommended. 3 black stars in Diesel Weekly. Come on, follow me. You know, I could acquire a taste for cheddar-flavoured foam.
I'd accepted in my own mind we were moving. I don't think I've really thought it all through, even yet. But I know how much this move means to you. I'd made up my mind not to be emotional, to criticise, to be upset. And I have been. Well, what are you looking at?
You. I've decided you're beautiful when you apologise.
Oh.
I do, see, love. You'll enjoy it as we settle down to the undisturbed peace of our new home tonight.
Surrounded by tea chests.
Or coffins. Peace, tranquility, no interruptions, no intrusions, except the
creak
of
the
headboard. Just us. Things look different. It's just this in-between state. I mean, just look. Even the flies have to queue in this place. It's this kind of mass plastic living and mass plastic people we're leaving behind to our own private world, to create our own values. Any more of this, and I wouldn't be buried when I died. I'd be recycled.
Don't be superior.
I'm not superior. I'm different. Probably better, but at least different. I just want somewhere private to put my difference into practice.
That sounds promising.
Right, drink up your varnish then. And then straight as an arrow to paradise. Oh, I agree with that.
I've seen that haystack before. Are we lost? Straight as an arrow. Robin Hood would have made you redundant. Darling, are we lost?
I'm just getting a mental map of the area, fixed in my mind. Getting the feel of the geography.
Oh, I see. How does it feel?
We're lost. What's that line on the map there?
Where?
There.
A coffee stain.
I've been following that for half an hour. I tell you, somewhere near here is a cottage, ours.
We must be unique. We move house and lose both ourselves and the furniture. But you've been here before.
Only once. That was 6 months ago.
I'm wondering what it'd be like living alone in the middle of nowhere with you. You're not the easiest person in the world to live with. I am a sociable animal, David.
It's the animal part I like best. I'll never know how it survived an East Sussex upbringing. Your mother's idea of equipping a girl for life is a chastity belt. I didn't think she was going to give me the key at the wedding.
I'm trying to tell you how I feel.
I know. It's just that our future is there, within reach. Somewhere over one of those dry stone walls, under a coffee stain. Helen, I wouldn't have come. No matter what it cost me to stay in London, I wouldn't have come if I hadn't thought you'd be happy.
Yes, I know.
I'll be with you full time. I've got my redundancy money.
And what happens when that runs out?
You get a job.
Milking. Oh, well,
Well, now, it's Mr. and Mrs. Parkinson, isn't it?
Yes.
I expected you sooner. Come on in. Have you had a nice journey?
She's asking questions already. Don't tell her anything. Die first.
Friends, Beth. Friends. I'll go for the kettle. I shan't be a second. She's soft. If I ever have burglars, she'll probably protect them against me. She likes talking to visitors. Sit yourselves down.
Oh, God, even the dog likes talking.
Once you get settled in the cottage, you won't be able to keep Beth away.
What about poisoned meat? Helen, there's something distinctly wrong with that woman. And if you want to stay bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you better stay away from my door.
Who, me, darling?
No. Look.
There we are. Come outside, Beth. Well, I'm glad to see you both. It'll be nice having neighbours again.
Are you all right? He's all right, Mrs. Wilshaw. Just something he couldn't swallow.
Oh, well, I've been working the farm myself since my husband died. Have you any family? Father? Mother?
Yes.
No.
Well, one of you must be right.
What my wife means is that they've recently passed...
David?
...out of our lives, and we've come up here, somewhere quiet, to get away from them, over it, partly.
All four? How could you lose all four?
It wasn't easy.
You poor things. It must have been sudden.
Very sudden. In fact, there's a good chance they may come back.
But not here.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Oh, there it goes again. There was a call before. I nearly forgot. I won't be a minute.
Well, at least we're getting away from the damn telephone. It's nice to see it torment someone else for a change.
I like Mrs. Wilshaw. In fact, if I'm going to live in a wilderness, she'll be a welcome neighbor.
Don't tell her anything. Spread rumors, tell lies, invent fairy stories, anything you like except the truth. Tell her that, and she'll use it as a sledgehammer to smash our privacy. Give a woman like that a fossil toenail, she'd rebuild the entire dinosaur. And tell you who it ate for its last breakfast.
David.
This is war.
There's no need for this persecution mania.
I don't have persecution mania. It's the Parkinson's against the rest of the world. There are people out there now, this minute, planning how to sabotage our future. My family, yours, friends, and for all I know, NATO and the Warsaw Pact, with a possible spy, that Mata Hari out there in gumboots.
I don't think the country air is agreeing.
Our only defense is secrecy.
Oh, it's that removals firm again.
You're under the Official Secrets Act. It's our only chance of freedom.
Your furniture hasn't arrived, you know.
No, we've got simple wants, Mrs. Wilshaw. A few bales of hay, a feeding trough, a nearby stream. No, there's been one or two problems about the furniture. All sorted out. It'll be here soon.
When you get settled, Mrs. Parkinson, I'll come and see you. You won't be lonely down there.
Oh, dear.
No. I know lots of people. I'm a member of practically everything local. There's two things would make this area grind to a halt. More public expenditure cuts and my retirement.
Oh, my God. Don't you think the cows need more of your time?
Oh, I'd go mad if I just talked to cows all day.
I know how you feel, Mrs. Wilshaw.
Well, thanks for the tea, Mrs. Wilshaw.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Well, thanks for the thought, before you forgot. Come on. Come on, Helen, I'm waiting for you.
Is it far?
No. She's not a farmer. Her? She's a radar tracking station.
You're not letting a middle-aged woman throw you.
Oh, is she a judo expert as well? No. Did we wipe our fingerprints off the doorknobs? We'll have debriefing sessions to make sure we're both telling her the same lies.
I'm not telling anybody lies.
Would I ask you to tell lies? To protect our future, salvage our happiness, save my sanity?
Yes.
Unreasonable, aren't I? No, all right, no lies. Just try to avoid the truth. Oh, I feel liberated. For the first time in years, don't you?
Probably. If I can get my shoe out of the mud.
People talk about the last great adventure on Earth as though it's a place. The headwaters of the Amazon. The waste of Greenland. Manchester United's away games. It isn't. It's within. Realizing your own true self.
It is peaceful, David.
Let's savour this moment of triumph. It's arrived, love. At last.
Yes, but let's not ignore realities. If I walked up this path carrying shopping, I'd sink without trace.
Now, we're getting close. Close your eyes.
Is it that bad? Oh, David, I am tired.
Just don't open them till I tell you. A few more steps. Now. Well, what do you think of it?
Where is it?
Now, don't be funny. I know it's been a long journey and you're tired.
But David, darling,
the wind's blowing your hair and your eyes just the way I like it. I asked you a civil question.
Darling, it was meant as a civil answer. Is it camouflaged? Have you taken this mania for secrecy to extremes? Oh, I have wet feet. I'm tired. If I had some mental energy, I could go on. Isn't underground?
It's there. Near the tree. Home.
Oh, David. I thought that was an outbuilding.
Of what? It stands alone. There's nothing for it to be out of. I think you might make an effort to appreciate. You know what it means to me.
Perhaps it has a better side. Like you.
All right, laugh at it. That's our future. Laugh at that. If you don't like it, I'd rather go back to... No. No starting with deception. Come on. The truth.
All right. I don't like it.
Now, that's honest. Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I asked for an honest opinion. Damn it, you gave me one.
Oh, you idiot. I've come 250 miles, crossed a swamp to be with you. I just didn't expect it to be in the middle of a field.
It's not. It's near the edge. Not being followed.
Well, I don't think we are.
I must say, it looks better close up.
I told you you'd like it.
No.
No, what a position. It's impregnable. To find this place, you'd need the eyes of a hawk, the nose of a bloodhound, the instinct of a homing pigeon, your mother.
Do let up on her, David, please. She's hundreds of miles away.
I know. Do you think she's listening? Okay. Today, for one day only, goodwill to every living thing. And that's broad enough to include your mother and Mrs. Wilshaw.
David.
All right, and my family. We've shaken them all off, love. I'm nervous. It's a big occasion. We should do it right. Would you like to carry me in?
I'll unlock the door.
I wonder what it'll be like.
Haven't you been in?
No. Well, once I saw it was a natural defensive site, I knew it was ideal.
Oh, thank you. Oh, a place where I'll have to spend my day. Didn't you consider its convenience for me?
If there are improvements needed, love, I'll have the time and the motivation to do them.
You? A handyman?
Well, I've never had the incentive. That's what a new life's all about. Bring out the untapped potential. I could be like the North Sea before they sank the first well.
Yes, large reserves of natural gas.
Go on, open the door. No, wait till I straighten my tie.
There's nobody in there.
I can't face the future with a crooked tie. Reverence. Go on. I'll oil that.
No, you don't. If I get lonely, I can always open and close the door for 10 minutes.
Don't step in yet.
More savouring. You ought to have been a cook.
Just listen to that silence. That's not city silence. Sort of grimy with a noise lurking around every corner ready to pounce. This is a primeval silence. As though we were the first human beings ever to set foot here.
Second. The post office beat us to it.
It's an hallucination.
It's a telephone.
It's the spirits of the people who used to persecute us. They can't believe we've escaped. Tormented spirits waiting to pass on. A faint image of your mother might hover over the outside lavatory for a day or two.
Outside?
Well, wherever it is. Then the past will have been purged. It's an hallucination.
Can two people share one hallucination?
Obviously, we are doing. Just concentrate. Hold hands. Get into a circle.
David.
Think good thoughts. Now, close your eyes. There is no phone in this cottage. There is no phone in this cottage. There... You see, love, it stopped. You've got to be firm with hallucinations. Focus positive mental energy and... poof, it evaporates.
Hello? Yes, certainly, Mrs. Wilshaw.
The estate agent didn't tell me there was a telephone in this cottage.
Did you ask him?
No, but that's not the point. He should have told me. I shall kill him and Mrs. Wilshaw. I shall dismember their bodies and feed them to the pigs.
David.
Be quiet. If he hasn't got any pigs, I shall buy one. And he'll become the fattest pig in the north of England.
Mrs. Wilshaw wants to speak to you. Now, you behave.
Hello, Mrs. Wilshaw. Do you have any pigs?
Pigs?
Yes, the sort that eat people. Anything. I like pigs.
Oh, so do I. I've got four.
Good. You must introduce me.
Yes. Well, two reasons I'm calling. When I knew you were coming, I didn't have the phone disconnected after the other tenants left, as I thought you might feel a bit cut off, especially your wife.
Go on, Mrs. Wilshaw.
It would take ages to get a phone installed again, so I left it there, and you can decide what to do.
Where exactly do you keep the pigs, Mrs. Wilshaw?
Give me that phone. Mrs. Wilshaw?
Oh, your husband seems very interested in pigs. Have you kept them?
No, it's a fairly recent interest. I don't expect it'll last.
I'll need a sharp knife.
The other thing is that the removals men insist on delivering your furniture here. They say they can't get the lorry down the lane to the cottage, and they seem touchy enough not to try.
Yes, they would be.
Don't worry, there's no problem. You stay with me tonight.
Oh, but...
Oh, it's a pleasure. My men can move your furniture down tomorrow. See you later. Oh, and tell your husband he's welcome to come and see my pigs any time.
Yes, goodbye.
It's the end of everything.
Oh, don't exaggerate, darling.
I thought we could escape. I was wrong. They'll get us anywhere, even here, idyllic, peaceful, isolated, ruined.
You'd make a good cheerleader.
One person, just one in the whole world, knows we're here. Not even the removal men knew. What does she do? Even before we arrive, she interferes.
She's thoughtful.
She intrudes.
She thinks of me.
Human races all alike. If I were God, I'd press the button now and I'm done with it.
You are a peculiar person, David Parkinson.
Do you have to be peculiar to like privacy? Nobody does these days. I know now what the last dodo felt before he became extinct. He was glad to go.
Well, if it helps, I like dodos, especially your sort.
Do you?
Yes. Their beaks sort of curved over at the end, like yours.
Mm.
And they're funny.
Like me.
Mm. Darling, the phone will be useful to me. Ordering from the shops. Oh, I will be allowed to talk to shopkeepers, won't I, for emergencies.
The road to hell is paved with telephone kiosks, all in working order. The devil's probably chairman of Post Office Telecommunications, or a telephone engineer, inventor of the hotline. Sorry, madam, there's a fault on the line. I'm sending out one of our little imps. We don't want to hold up your pointless gossip. There must be somebody's privacy to invade.
Nobody knows the number. That phone can't ring unless we want it to, can it?
Say that again.
Can it?
No, the whole thing.
That phone can't ring again unless we want it to.
Again.
That phone can't ring again unless we want it to.
Alan, love, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Don't panic. It's probably only Mrs. Wilshaw. Mother! Are you asleep?
As I see it, there's a simple choice. We take the phone out, or we shoot your mother, or...
Helen, how could this happen to me?
Good night, sleep, and you'll realize not much has changed.
Is it going to work? It's important to me. Vital.
What's vital to you is vital to me. We'll make it work.
I heard you talking. Well, this looks fine, I must say. You can change your minds and sleep up at the house. It's usually only guests who come by cattle truck I put in this barn.
No, thank you, Mrs. Wilshaw. It seems more like home with all our own furniture around.
All right, I understand. Well, I'll say good night. Remember, if it's cold in the night, there's plenty more...
Sure.
...blankets in the lounge. I'll get my men to move the furniture down in the morning, and I'll see you settle in all right.
Good night.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilshaw. Good night.
Say good night.
Say good night. Good night, good night, good night. You hear that? She's got the hallmarks of a classic interferer.
Mrs. Wilshaw has a farm to run and all her other activities. She won't have much time for us, so you needn't worry.
You think so? Friendliness is dangerous. The Bible says love your enemies. It doesn't mention friends.
You know, you're impossible.
I've got it.
What?
Your mother.
Oh.
She's in league with the devil. How else could she know the number? Hey, what about the devil being a woman and living in East Sussex? The house prices are about right.
You're obviously getting over today's shocks, aren't you?
Well, I've decided they're not going to smash my dream. Even if we have to build a 10-foot perimeter wall around the house. Broken glass on top. Dobermans the size of Frisians prowling the grounds. I've even decided to compromise about the telephone.
Good.
We'll have it out. Leave me alone.
Stop scratching.
I'm scratching myself.
All right, stop scratching yourself.
I don't think we're alone in this straw.
Well, we're the trespassers. Whatever it is simply defending itself.
Are you sure we're going to like it here? If you're not safe, sir, we'll go back.
Oh, heavens, David! Have I said you're impossible?
Yes.
Well, it's worth repeating. You're impossible. We are here. We stay. We are going to enjoy it. Any questions?
No.
Before we go to sleep, do you fancy trying the headboard?
I'm not in the mood. I've suffered too much today.
Just check the removers. Haven't lost the creak on the way.
Well... It's still there. Yes, it's still there.
You've been listening to A Very Private Man, starring Rodney Bewes as David Parkinson, Anne Bell as Helen Parkinson, and Marlene Sidaway as Mrs. Wilshaw. The script was written by Teddy Gregson, and the program was produced by Ron McDonald.